You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. Everybody, welcome to episode 6. Welcome to I'm back. First of all, I guess who's back again. Hopefully that doesn't get copyrighted or anything. I'm just playing. Anyways, I'm back. Sorry that I was not here last week. I was like, I need a break. I literally was not having the best week. Okay, well, it wasn't a bad week, but I was just mentally drained last week, so much to the point where I was like, I cannot record an episode. Anyways, I'm back. Hello, welcome to Spill Your Thoughts. Welcome back if this is your 6th episode that you're listening to, and welcome if this is your first. My name is Leo Tafoya, and this is my podcast, Spill Those Thoughts, where we literally spill those thoughts. Any thoughts we have, we spill them. But yeah, I wasn't able to record a podcast episode last week, and I felt really bad because I was like, I committed to this where I was like, every Friday, new episode. But then I was like, wait, this is my podcast. I can literally, if I want to have a week off, I can literally do that. But yeah, I just had so much to do last week. Like, I had so many things going on, and I was like, I can't. Adding one more thing is gonna tip me over the edge and I'm just gonna break. So I was like, what can we take away from our week that's gonna help us relieve some stress? And I was like, we're not gonna record the podcast. Not that the podcast brings me stress, because it does not. It literally almost, it's like a therapy session basically, where I get all my thoughts out. But I just did not have it in me to get my microphone set up, get my plugs, get the audio interface, everything that I have to connect to record. I did not have it in me to do that. Anyways, but yeah, so I am recording this. Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. And so I'm recording this on Wednesday, which is, that itself is crazy, because I'm always recording these on Thursday nights, the night before they have to be uploaded. But I'm recording this 2 days in advance. Why, you may ask? Because tomorrow I will not be able to record, because tomorrow is my birthday. Yes. Oh my gosh. Tomorrow I am turning 19 years old. I know that sounds so young. I probably have some people listening to this right now who are 20 or older. I don't know. Hey to all my listeners who are 20 and older. Thank you for being here. That's crazy. Anyways, but yeah, I'm turning 19. This is my last year being a teenager. That is crazy. But yeah, so my birthday, I'm recording this on Wednesday, March the 5th. And this podcast episode goes up on Friday the 7th. My birthday is on the 6th, so Thursday. And I'm so excited. I cannot believe that I'm literally turning 19 and I'm only 2 years away from being 21, right? Yeah, I had to do the math in my head. I was like, wait, is that right? anyways, yeah, so that's insane. I can't even begin to process being 19. And I'm just hoping that this year brings lots and lots of good things with me personally, because I know that the way this country is looking, like, I don't know if the country can provide good things. I'm saying me, myself, and I. I hope that I get to achieve lots of my goals this year. By goals, I mean traveling. But yeah, there's lots of things that I want to see myself do at the age of 19, and I guess there's lots of I don't know, lots of things that I expect from myself for this year. I feel like this is like my last year being a, oh, well, no. Okay, 18 was really like, whoa, you're an adult now. 19 is like, whoa, you are almost to the point where like you have to move out. Like, you know, you have to start finding somewhere to live on your own, start trying to make a living of your own, you know? Because I still live with my parents. I'm still at my parents' house because I am still like, I'm not a child. I'm not a child, but I'm still dependent on my parents very much because I don't earn enough money to pay rent in this economy. Like, be so for real. But yeah, and I honestly, I want to take advantage of it as much as I can, being able to live with my parents, but the urge to move out is starting to kick in a little more. Move out to my own house, maybe, yes. Move out to a different country. Actually, yes. That's like higher in the list than moving to a house. Anyways, or apartment, whatever. But yeah, I just, it's so surreal every single birthday. Because it's just like, you're getting older. Like, that's crazy. I remember my birthday when I turned 13, my first year being a teenager. I was like, wow, how am I a teenager right now? Like, that's insane. And now this is going to be my last birthday being a teenager. And I'm like, wow, this is insane, because what the heck? And I guess I'm really grateful that I have sisters who are older than me, because I have seen them kind of grow up and I know what they've gone through. So it's like, I have an idea of, I guess, my do's and don'ts, you know, like they kind of set up almost like a rubric, like a template of growing up, I guess, in this family and growing up in this town, in this country, you know. And I kind of got to see them grow up and see what they did and see where they failed, where they succeeded, what they did to get to where they are now, and just kind of learn off of them, which I think is like super important with siblings, is like, especially if you have older siblings, like, they're there to help you, you know, they're there to set the example, I guess, for you to kind of, in a way, not follow in their footsteps, because you're each person is their own, and your siblings are completely different people from you, no matter if they're your blood, their blood relation to you, but y'all are completely different people, because I know for sure me and my sisters have literally almost nothing in common. Like, I don't think we have many things in common. But still, there's things from each of them that I'm like, oh, they did really good in this. Oh, they did really bad in this. And I kind of want to follow in those footsteps, but at the same time, tone it back on some things. I don't know what I'm saying there. Anyways, but yeah. How did I even get there? I was saying how, just growing up is crazy. But yeah, I'm like zoning out, cause I was like, I literally just thought I'm turning 19, and I keep thinking every time I think about me turning 19, I'm like, that's actually insane. It is currently like, it's 10:13 right now. Literally an hour and 47 minutes till I am officially 19. Well, I don't even know. I don't know what time I was born. I think I was born like at 3 something in the morning. So I guess a couple more hours till I'm officially 19. But yeah, anyways. So this past week, I guess, Well, yeah, because so I didn't record an episode last week, so lots of things have been going on. And I wanted to start off the I'll circle back to birthday because I wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, birthdays and the untalked about territory of growing up and getting older. But let me just tone that back a little bit. Let me talk about some of the things that have been happening this week. And I'm going to start off with the Oscars because I love award shows. That's like one of my favorite things to watch when it's when it comes time to the awards season, is watching the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, all of those awards, the MTV Music Awards, the Brits, all of these awards. And I talked about when the Grammys happened, and this is going to be sort of a similar situation with the Oscars. First of all, let's talk about the good. Yeah, let's talk about the good before we talk about the bad. Because I think I have more to say about the bad things than I have about the good things. But the good things, superior. Miss Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo's performance, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Blew my mind, blew the roof. Literally monumental moment. That performance, I it's like I have it engraved in my brain and it's just replaying constantly, constantly, and constantly. First of all, we start off, they opened the Oscars. If you didn't watch the Oscars, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo performed at the Oscars and they performed the opening act or the opening song to open the Oscars. And basically, so Ariana sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I cried. I actually did cry. Tears were falling out of my eyes. I was crying during this performance. Oh my gosh, I just thought about something else that I need to mention that is super superior, but I will get back to that. I have to write it down so I remember. What was it? Oh, yeah. So she sung Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and then Cynthia Erivo came out. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the song that she sang for her solo bit. Top superior, oh my gosh, amazing. But then they both came together and sang the ending bit of Defying Gravity. Oh my gosh. If they ever want to go on a Wicked tour where they sing where the cast of the movie goes and they sing the songs, I will be in attendance. Because I need to experience hearing Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande sing Defying Gravity live. And what is this feeling? But Defying Gravity, I need to hear that song live from them too. I will say, I will get back to their performance. I know that Wicked, the Broadway musical, they have, obviously it's at the Gershwin Theater in Broadway, in New York. But they also, I mean, like every theater, every Broadway production has their like tour company. So like they have the cast that's on Broadway and then they have a separate cast that tours around the country or I guess around the world. I think it's just country. I don't know if it's around the world, but they are putting a performance here in Alabama and it's like literally like 20 minutes away from where I live. It's sometime, I can't remember what time, like when it is in the year, but best believe that I will be buying tickets to go see Wicked the Musical live, like Broadway production live. Ugh, dream come true. I am so excited for that. Anyways, so they sung that and I was left speechless and I have been loving watching people's reactions because they're like posting them on like TikTok and all this stuff. I have been loving seeing people's reactions
to their performance because it's just that good. It's like a moment set in history that's just so good. Anyways, they performed and then they got snubbed. Is that how you say it? Snubbed for every award? I don't know. The Academy disgraced both of them and they exploited their talents. Like, the Oscars did not deserve that performance because how are you going to be like, hey, you want to perform? And then when it comes time for the awards that they're nominated, like, yeah, you're not the best. And then give it, oh, okay. So Ariana was nominated for best actress in the supporting role and Cynthia for best actress in the leading role. They both lost. But the one that pissed me off more was Ariana's, because how did she lose to, and no shade to her, but because she's an amazing actress. I love her in like Avatar and Guardians of the Galaxy and all the other things she's done. But this performance that she did for this movie, I do not think that it was Oscar worthy. And I'm talking about Zoe Saldana. Saldana? I'm sorry. I don't know if her last name has that. Let me check so I can pronounce this right. Zoe Saldana. I don't think it has that little... It does. Zoe Saldana. I personally don't think that she... I think that Ariana Grande should have gotten that. Because that movie, Emilia Perez... let me say it like I speak Spanish. The movie, Emilia Perez. Right? That's how you say it? Emilia Perez. Yeah. That movie was not good. That movie was not good. And then what she said after her getting that Oscar about, she was like doing an interview after she received the Oscar, and I think it was a Mexican interviewer was like, yeah, it was, because she literally was like, you know, the Mexican people think that this movie is a disgrace or something along the lines of, what's her thoughts on like the Mexican people being like, you know, this movie is disrespectful to our culture and, you know, it's not really, you know, this and that. And like, people like Mexican theaters are like boycotting it, this and that. And she was basically like, yeah, so I don't really believe that it's disrespectful, this and that. And the core center of the movie is not even focused on Mexico. Babes, the whole entire movie is based in Mexico. What do you mean that the core center of this movie is not about Mexico? I literally saw a TikTok of this girl was like, if you have a movie, even if the setting is not the main focus, it's still part of the focus because you're deriving things from that culture and from those people to add story to that movie. Anyways, I think that Ariana really deserved that Oscar for this performance for Wicked, but I'm not worrying too much about any of the Wicked snubs at the Oscars because we have Wicked for Good, Wicked Part 2. And if they are not nominated again and they do not get the awards that they deserve the first time around, there's something going on. Something very sketchy is going on. But yeah, and then movie of the year award. I forget what they like their real name for their award is called. Went to the movie Anora. Did not watch it. Most of the movies nominated this year besides Wicked and what other ones? So with the Emilia Perez movie, I haven't watched it all the way through, but I watched I started watching it. I was like, this is so stupid. But I watched somebody react to it. Her name's Ashley Ippolito. Love her. She does like movie reactions and then she also does like music reactions. So I watched her react to it. Cause I was like, the only way I'm going to watch any form of this movie is if I'm watching it through somebody else watching it, like reacting to it. And yeah, I watched it with her there and
I was like, yeah, this movie is not good. And she was like, yeah, this movie's not good. But, and then also, that movie, Emilia Perez winning like song, best song for, best original song for movie or something like that, was truly like disrespectful. I was like, that's stupid. Like no. I just, anyways, yeah, I just don't think that that the awards were handed out like they were meant to be, like, deserved. Wicked did win a couple awards. They won Best Costume Design. What was it, Best Costume? Yeah, Best Costume Design. And then they also won Best Production Design, which, props to them, because the costumes in this movie, 100 out of 10. The production sets, like, Oz, like, the City of Oz, Shiz University, they freaking planted, like, a million or some, like, thousands and thousands of tulips to get those shots with the tulip scenes. It's crazy. So those were very deserved, but they definitely deserve more awards. But yeah, so on the Oscars theme, I cannot get over this. And this is like, sorry, this is like, I'm forever gonna remember this and tell anybody I can. So basically at the Oscars, you know how they have dancers and they have, sometimes they have like people like wearing like suits and stuff, and they're like standing at the doors or escorting or handing, like, you know, when somebody's like giving, presenting an award, there's like somebody standing in the back holding the award, like, you know. But basically, there was so many of the Eras Tour, like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour dancers at the Oscars, working the Oscars, I guess you would say, because they were doing dance, like they were backup dancing for some of the performances. And then some of them were just like doing, like, you know, I guess little jobs here and there. But anyways, they took a picture together, like all the people who were at the Oscars, who are Eras Tour dancers, they took a picture together, this little group, and one of them, John, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing, but I think it's John. I follow him on Instagram. I follow every Eras Tour dancer. Love them so much. Freaking miss the Eras Tour so much. But he posted the picture on his Instagram. It was like a little Oscar slide, you know, Oscars dump slide. And one of the pictures was all of them together. I was like, wow, this is amazing. So I reposted it on my story and I was like, ah, my heart is melting. I miss the Eras Tour so much. This blah, blah, blah. But I was like, because I was so, like, that was so sweet. I was like, this is literally amazing. Posted it on my story. About like an hour later, tell me why Jan liked it. Yes, the guy who posted it, the Eras Tour dancer. And if you are in any way familiar with the Eras Tour dancer, just so you know who it is, it's the one guy that's like, that everybody was like making thirst traps of, and like, because he did that one dance every night on like the ladder for Lavender Haze. That guy. He liked my story and saw it. I was like, what the crap? And I was at work when this happened. So I freaked out. I was like, what in the world? And I was literally like, I'm one step closer to Taylor Swift. Like, she, at this point, she knows who I am. That's so stupid. I was like, at this point, you know, I'm going to DM John and I'm going to be like, hey, so when is Reputation TV coming out? Because I need some dates. I need to know when her next album is coming out. I need to know when the next tour is so I can be prepared to buy tickets. But yeah, I was at work and I get this little notification that he liked my story and saw it. And there's a girl that I work with. She is also a Swiftie. And I was like, I literally got up from my desk and I ran across the office. I was like, guess what just happened? And she was like, no way that just happened. I was like, yes way that just happened.
But yeah, I took screenshots. I saved it. I was like, this is a moment in history for me, because this is crazy that this just happened. But yeah, so I'm basically best friends with Taylor Swift now. Yeah. So if you want to meet Taylor Swift, just hit me up and I can set you up. I'm just playing. No, but I love the Eras Tour dancers so much. And I love everybody that worked in, I guess, the crew and everything for the Eras Tour. They were just amazing. And I miss the Eras Tour so much. And I miss Taylor's presence at the Eras Tour every single night and hopping on my lives every night to see the Eras Tour. I miss it so much. But yeah, so that was like, I think that's all I had for Wicked Talk. I'm not Wicked Talk, Oscars talk and stuff. Yeah, I think that was all I had. But anyways, so moving on to like a little, well, actually, let me talk about this now that I'm on like on the concert topic. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. It was either yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. Well, a couple weeks ago, Sabrina Carpenter was like, guys, surprise, round two of the Short and Sweet Tour in the U.S. I signed up for the pre-sale because I was like, yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. And she's coming to Nashville. So I'm like, yes, because that's one of my favorite spots to go for concerts. So I signed up and the pre-sale was yesterday. First of all, I joined the wrong pre-sale event, I guess what you would say, because so there was a pre-sale happening at 10 a.m. and then one at 12 p.m. And the one I joined at 10 a.m. on accident was the one for Cash App, like the Cash App pre-sale. And when I got there, I was putting in the code, because you put in the code to access the tickets. It was like incorrect code. I was like, what is going on? I want to get some tickets. Please let me in. I was like, oh, this is the Cash App sale. But I do have a Cash App card. So I had to like put in my like Cash App number or something. It let me in. But I was like, tickets. Most of the tickets were gone by then. So I was like, you know what? I'll just wait to come back for the actual pre-sale, the one that I signed up for. So I get there and I'm in the queue. And then I load to the waiting room and I think I was like I started off number like 4,000 something. So I was like, okay, that's not too bad. Because if you know anything about concerts and about like big concerts, especially at big venues, as long as you get like, I guess I would say like 6,000, number 6,000 in line, you should be fine. Even if you get tickets to the very back, you should be fine. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, there's a very good chance I'm going to get tickets. So I had my credit card out and I had my debit card. I was like, I don't know what I want to pay with. So the time comes and I get to number one and I get to where I get to get my tickets, to pick my tickets. And first of all of general admission or floor sold out. I was like, okay, I really don't like doing general admission when it comes to like stadium or arena venues, because I don't, it's just like it feels crowded and then you can't really see anything very well because like the stage, and then Sabrina's so tiny, so like you can barely even like, anyways, so I look at lower bowl. Tell me why they're $500 freaking dollars. I was like, Sabrina, I love you, but this is kind of expensive. And they were selling out. So I was like getting nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, these tickets are selling out fast. I need to hurry up. So I adjust my like price level of what I'm willing to pay. And the highest I put, I think, was like $225. And I see that there's a ticket for $128. I was like, and it was middle bowl, like not lower, but middle and not the very back. I was like, crap, I need to get this right now. This is amazing. Tell me why I put it in my cart and I have my card information in and everything is good to go and somebody else buys the freaking ticket before me. Oh my gosh, I crashed out. I was like, you know what? The universe hates me. because what the heck? It was literally Eras Tour New Orleans Part 2. If you don't know what happened to me with the Eras Tour New Orleans, that's literally what happened. I was ready to buy tickets to see Taylor once again at the Eras Tour in New Orleans. I think it was like night 2 or something. And I had, because she did like a round 2 of pre-sale, so I was like, I'm going to get tickets. And I was in line and I got in and I was like, I think their tickets were like $280 to $300 for her, which is super good because I got for my original Eras Tour tickets, I got two tickets, which came up to be around like $600 something, so like $300 each. So that's why when I saw $500 something for Lower Bowl for Sabrina, it's like, man, that's a little too much. If it was Taylor, I would spend at least $1,000 something. Do not care. But yeah, I did not get tickets to Sabrina's Short and Sweet Tour once again. So I am very mad, very sad, very upset. But that concert isn't till like November, the Nashville one. And I'm like, I'm just going to wait out to see what pops up on like StubHub or like SeatGeek or something and see if I can get some resale tickets at a reasonably priced price. At a reasonably price. I don't, reasonable price. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, so no luck with Sabrina Carpenter tickets. Really sad. Let's move on to my next little thing that I wanted to talk about, which is sort of like, what the heck is going on outside right now? Because it's so freaking windy. Well, it was. I don't know if it's still windy outside right now. Well, it was before I started recording this. I could hear, like, you know how when like it's super windy, you can like hear the wind like bang on like the window. That's what I was hearing. But yeah, so yesterday it was giving hurricane level winds. Like, I'm talking, I got off of work and my jacket blew up and I was like trying to find my balance. Yeah, I'm so skinny, guys. I'm literally so skinny that I had to hold on to my car because I was flying out. Like, I was literally, I'm so petite that I literally, my waist is so snatched that the wind literally just picks me up. I'm just playing. No, but it was so freaking windy, and I kept seeing, I got so many TikToks of like people like me in this weather, and it was like people getting blown away. But yeah, so I got off of work and I was like, crap, this is so scary, because I don't like driving when it's super windy, because I drive a little car. Well, it's not a little car, but it's a Ford Fusion, so it's like not a truck or like a SUV style car, you know. It's a car. So when I'm driving, it's like the wind's just like pulling me side to side. So I'm like locked in with both of my hands on my steering wheel, like keeping it from going side to side. So I get to, because after work, I have to go to my college to do work hours. So I get to my college. Sorry, my throat is like drying up and I forgot my water today. I left it in the living room. I don't want to go out there. But what was I saying? Oh my gosh, I'm like, oh. So yeah, so I get to the parking lot at the school and I usually, because so I obviously I wear my scrubs. So I usually change. I don't change in the parking lot. I don't do that, guys. But like, I bring like pants or like jeans or something. I just like put them on top of my scrubs. And then I usually have a shirt under my like top for my scrub. So I just take my scrub, my like top scrub off, and then just use my shirt that I'm wearing under. But tell me why the wind blew my shirt, blew my jacket. I was in the parking lot fighting for my life. So, and then I get ready and then I go inside the library, which is where I do my work hours. And it was like around like 6:30 or something. And it started raining bad and it was windy and then all of a sudden, the lights start freaking flickering. And keep in mind, there is like, so where I sit at the desk, behind me, not directly behind me, but in a hall beside me, there's like a statue of like a head of somebody, like some figure from like the college founder or something, I don't know. And then there's like old portraits of people. And I'm just looking around. I'm like, what is going on? Like, the power is going out and the lights are flickering and then all the power goes out. So it's dark. And keep in mind, I was the only one in there. And then, so I'm at the very other end of the library, and at the very other opposite end is a computer lab. And there's this other little, like this other lady that works over there. And there's this one person using the computer beside me on like the computers that are by the front desk. And I'm just like, are you there? Like, I was like, is there anybody still there? And like the lady using the computer was like, yeah, I'm still here. And I just hear the other lady at the computer lab like scream my name. She's like, Leo, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm sitting here. And I was freaked out. And then the power went back on and then flickered again and then went off. And they kept doing that. Like, it did that like 3 times. I was scared. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking scary. And then like the emergency lights were on. So like, it was like these like really dim white lights on the ceiling. It was really scary. I did not like it. I hate when I'm like in a room where like it's either a big open room or it's a small enclosed room and the lights go out, because I just feel so uncomfortable and I feel so like, I feel like something's gonna jump up at me. I did not like that. So the second the lights came back on, I was like, I am out of here. Have a good night. I'm not gonna stay here. But yeah, so, and then it was also like, it wasn't even, so when I got off of work, it was windy, but it was like warm wind. So I was like, crap, this is like tornado type of winds. Luckily, I don't think there was any tornadoes, but it was like, it wasn't even like cold. That I did not burp, by the way, just then. I just made that my mouth, I made like a weird noise. But oh, I gotta fix my posture. Ooh. Okay, gotta fix my posture because I'm like all scrunched up. Anyways, but yeah, it was like warm and windy, and then today it's windy, but it got really cold. It's really weird. I'm just like, this weather needs to figure itself out, because it's losing its mind over here. But yeah, so that's basically been a long recap of this past week and last week that I didn't record anything. But yeah, I am, as I said at the beginning, it's my birthday tomorrow. And this weekend, I'm so happy, because this weekend I get to chill. Because these past weekends I've had to do things, like I've had to go help out with some stuff, and then on Fridays I've had something to do. And this weekend I'm like, I actually get to chill. At least that's the plan. Hopefully nothing crazy comes up, but I'm looking forward to this weekend. Let's move on from that topic. So I'm about to talk about something that's a little bit more, I guess, deep. And what I wanted to do, because when I wrote this paragraph thing that I was planning on putting on my Instagram, but then I was like, it's so freaking long. Sorry, I actually had to burp that time. So I wanted to post it on my Instagram, but I was like, it was so long. And I was like, you know what? I'll just record a video and post the video instead. Instead of the written out paragraph. But then I was like, I look horrible. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to read it on my podcast. This next part is going to get quite a little bit political, because
I have been in not the best mood lately when it comes to some things, and I'm sick and tired of all this stuff going on, and I wrote this, so, and I wanted to read it out because I think it's very important. So I'm gonna read it as I wrote it out. I wrote this on the 26th of February at 10:25 p.m. So yeah, this is what it says. Hello. So if you stay and listen to what I'm about to say, thank you, which you are already listening because you're listening to my podcast. But if you at any point get offended by any of what I do say, then you are part of the problem. So to my understanding, they want to take control of women's reproductive rights and force women to give birth to children no matter the woman's circumstances. But then, when the child is born, that those same people who forced her to carry that child don't want to provide the necessary government funding and support to ensure the health, education, safety, and the needs of those children. They also hate humans for who they love or how they identify. So what's their solution? Strip away their basic human rights as well. They also don't like who have... Wait one second. I'm being interrupted by somebody knocking on my door. Okay, I'm back. I do apologize. This is very important, and I wanted to read this all the way through, but somebody was knocking on my door. By somebody, I mean my dad, and he wanted me to help him pay his freaking bills because he doesn't know how to pay bills online. Anyways, where did I leave off? Okay, here it is. So they also hate humans for who they love or how they identify. So what's their solution? Strip away their basic human rights as well. They also don't like people. They also don't like people who have a different skin color or that have heritage from a different country that actually has culture. Apparently, to them, the only people who deserve rights and a place in this country are cisgender white people. They also don't give a damn about our environment and wildlife preservation because they're just too busy focusing on drilling and getting more and more money. Well, good luck when you have lots of oil, gold, and money, but no planet to spend it on because you killed it and every living creature on it because of your greedy, money-hungry views. FYI, when I say they, I mean the selfish, racist, demented, uneducated people who are currently, in parentheses, in control of this country and are overthrowing the U.S. government and continually tearing away at years of hard-fought progress and freedoms. If you voted for Trump and this clown troop because you wanted cheaper egg prices, Well, I hope you enjoy your $10 dozen of eggs while millions of people are being torn apart from their families and losing their basic human rights. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm no doctor, but if you agree or think that any of what's going on in this country is in any way good or parentheses deemed humane, then you should probably go get checked out by your doctor because apparently your brain has stopped functioning. So I'm sorry I wasn't able to read that through all in one reading, but if you listen to me say that and you felt offended by anything that I just said, like I said at the beginning, you are part of the problem. We're at the point where in this country, staying silent is not a choice anymore, or is not an option, should I say. Staying silent is not an option.
the only way that we're going to be able to do anything and try to make at least some sort of change is if we speak out and we do things. I know that there has been recent, I guess, threats to people if you speak out, or if you in any way, I guess, disrespect him and his people. But I do want, I do want them to know. I know nobody, probably nobody's listening to this that's in any way involved with any of that, but I just want people and whoever's listening to know that I am not holding back, because these are my rights. This is my life in this country, my family's life, my friend's life, people's lives that I know, my life that I want for the future being threatened by pieces of garbage. Or should I say, sorry for my language, pieces of shit. Those people are uneducated and only want what's worse. And every day that I wake up, that we wake up, they've done something even more stupid than the day before. So no, I am not going to be silent. And no, I will not let anybody tell me I'm being too loud or saying things I shouldn't be saying about people in power, because he is not my president. They are not my government. And I do not have respect for him or anybody that follows him or that believes that he is in any way a good person. If you voted for him, if you didn't vote at all, if you believe what he's doing is okay, any of what he's doing, any and everything that he's doing, please unfollow me. Please do not speak to me ever again. Please do not think that we are in any way friends or in any way acquaintances at the very least, because we are not. Because I will not surround myself and I will not surround myself with people who do not respect other people for who they are, for where they come from, and who do not think that human beings, women, or people who might identify differently from you, that they don't deserve rights. Because you clearly, something in you is clearly not functioning right. I just felt like I had to say that. And I will continue to say that. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably see my stories. And you see the things that I post. And if you're still looking at my stories and you get offended by what I'm saying, or you see something I say about how this country is effed up and I want to get out of here, and you say things like, we'll leave, or nobody's holding you back, or anything like that, please do not keep following me and do not keep viewing my stories, because you clearly are part of the problem and you clearly do not want to change. I said what I said. And I will continue to speak out, because it is very important that we all speak out and that we use our voices, we use our platforms, we use the privilege that we have to be able to speak out and say things. I know that got really, it went a full 360 for me talking about Wicked and the Oscars and all this other stuff. To me talking about that, but I really wanted to say that because I thought it was very, very important. But yeah, and I really did want to read that out all the way through, but as I said, I did get interrupted. But yeah, and I'm loving seeing how much people are actually standing up for themselves now. because, well, first of all, where was all this when the election was happening? You know, where was all the defiance and all of the resistance against those bad people when the election was happening? We should have had more of that before we even got to where we are right now. But I do appreciate seeing people stand up and protest. And I've loved seeing people using art and music as a way to get back at them. It really does. It really makes me very, very happy to see people actually trying to stand up and stand for what's right and try to make a difference, because it is very, very, very important. Anyways, moving on from that topic, to our favorites and our not so favorites of the week. I'm going to start off with the favorites of the week. So first of all, like I mentioned earlier, the Oscars performance. Oh my goodness. So, so good. That is definitely like top favorite of the week. So good. And I actually just mentioned this. Another favorite of the week is scrolling through social media and seeing so many posts about how much we hate this government and how much we hate this country. I love it so, so much. I have also loved seeing those like videos of people are like, so who's going to do it? So who's going to do it? And if you know what I mean when I say that, you're a real one. And I've also like loved seeing all of the artsy side, people using their artistic abilities to get back at the country. And I don't know. I've loved seeing that. And I also loved seeing how Miss Kamala Harris she confirmed that she is preparing for 2028 to come back stronger than ever for that presidential election. And guess who will be on her side? Guess who will be ready to vote? Guess who will be ready to stand up for the right side of history? This guy right here. And I hope all of you too, because we need to get, like the lady in that one audio, we need to get that megalomaniac out of the White House. Whatever way it is, at this point, does not matter. My other favorite of the week is Miss Iggy Belly. Oh my goodness. Her name's Izzy, but her TikTok at is Iggy Belly. She has become like a routine that I need to watch every single day. Her videos are literally comfort. So, so good. If you don't know who I'm talking about, she's a TikTok creator. Her at is Iggy Belly. Her name is Izzy. And she's the most realest person ever. Her videos are, her TikToks are literally so freaking good and so comforting. And I just, and like literally, what was it? It was, what's today? Wednesday? It was Monday and Tuesday that she didn't post anything. And I remember like checking on her profile. I was like, why hasn't she posted? Because I'm like, when I find a TikTok creator that I like and I've been watching their videos for a while, I did this for a bit with, her name is Annabelle Beach. She's like a nurse. And like she would post every day and I would watch those every single night before bed, which I know is probably not healthy, scrolling through TikTok before bed, but don't we all do it? But and it's like, it's just like a routinely comfort of watching them make those TikToks. Oh my gosh, I just put, because I wear headphones, like I wear my headphones to be able to hear my mic like monitoring interface, and I just took it out And I can hear the wind. It's like so freaking strong. That's crazy. I really hope it doesn't rain, and I hope it's not gloomy tomorrow. Wait, let's check the weather, because I hope it's not a gloomy day for my birthday. Sunny sunshine. Sunny sunshine. There's going to be sun all day, and I'm very happy. It's going to be cold, but I don't mind that, because it's going to be sunny. And that's all that matters. Anyways. Oh my gosh. It's Pisces season. Oh my. Literally, there's so many birthdays that are Pisces. And then there's also so many that are like the month of March. Let's see. Celebrities that have birthdays in March. March celebrity birthdays. Let's see, because I know today is Madison Beer's birthday. I love Madison Beer. I was like, a good breed. I know, let's see. Oh, wow. Okay, Justin Bieber's birthday was this month. Did not know that. His birthday was March 1st. Camila Cabello's birthday was March the 3rd. There's some TikTokers on here, though. I'm like, okay, why are you on this list? Kit Connor. Oh, Kit Connor's birthday is literally March the 8th. If you don't know who Kit Connor is, he's from Heartstopper. Love him. What? I'm birthday twins with Tyler, the Creator. His birthday is literally March 6th on my birthday. Okay, stealing my birthday. The Little Mermaid. Her birthday is the 27th. Lady Gaga's birthday is the 28th. Okay, Brian. And then Liza Koshy's birthday is March the 31st. Wait, there's so many more, but what the heck? I know, I did not fart, by the way. That literally made that noise with my mouth. Yeah, why is Madison Beer not on this list? Oh, Shaquille O'Neal's birthday is on my birthday too. Okay, why does everybody want to be me all of a sudden? Yeah. So what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Iggy Belly. Love her video so much. She like also does art. So, and she has a YouTube channel, and her videos are so like, it's like one of those where like you can like put her on and just do some like random stuff, like your homework or something, and have her on in the background. But she does art, and she recently started selling her like art in sticker forms, and she sold out on her first like drop that she had. In like 20 minutes, I wasn't able to get any. I was like, man, but she's dropping more, I think, like sometime this month. So I'm like, I am ready. I am ready. But yeah, those are like my favorites. And then, oh, I also went to where I get my matcha, like where I go to like the coffee shop where I get my matcha lattes whenever I don't have matcha at home. I built up the courage to ask the barista. I was like, hey, what kind of matcha do y'all use? Because y'all's matcha, their matcha there, as I've said before, the Baba Java matcha is so freaking good. And I built up the courage to ask her, and she showed me. I just had to burp. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm being like disrespectful by burping in front of y'all, but like, anyways, yeah, so I asked her, and she, like, showed me, and it's actually, so, because whenever I run out of, like, my good, like, Nami matcha or whatever, and I'm waiting for a new one to come in, or I'm just not going to order any and stuff like that, I usually get this, like, the brand is Jade Leaf, and it's, like, these little matcha powder sticks, and they're ceremonial grade, so they're really good, but, and it's just quick, easy, on the go, but the matcha that they use is from that same brand, Jade Leaf, which when I tasted their matcha, I was like, this is so good, but it also tastes so familiar because I've had that brand before, but it's like a different, it's ceremonial grade, but it's like a different harvest. But you can buy it in tin form, but they have like the bag, and apparently the bag makes like 380 something servings, and the bag's like $100 something, and I'm like really tempted to buy it. Like, I'm like, this next paycheck, I think I might buy a $100 something bag worth of matcha, because it is that good and it is that serious. Because if you think about it, buying the bag of matcha is so much, even though it's $100 something, it's so much cheaper than going and getting matchas at a cafe every day or every other day. Because I pay, usually my matcha ends up being like, I think it's like, I usually pay like $9 and some change is usually what I end up paying, because I think the base price for the matcha is like $7 or something, or six something. But then I add oat milk, and then I always tip. So I always end up paying like $9-ish. So if you multiply that by whatever, it ends up, and then it ends up being cheaper because each bag makes like 380 something servings of matcha. So like you get so much more out of it. So I'm like, you know, I think it's worth it. So I think I'm going to buy it, even though it's expensive, but I think I'm going to buy it. But I do also want to buy Nami matcha again, because, or I have, well, not buy it again, but like get my subscription up again, because that's the best matcha out there. And she's releasing new matcha next week. I'm so excited. Anyway, so the not so favorites of the week. The first one and the biggest one is that I have to work tomorrow on my birthday. Yeah, that's a bummer. But I'm going to eat with my family afterwards. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just have to make it through the day, and then I get to go eat. And I really, they keep asking me where I want to go, and I don't know, because I'm like, what the heck? That's so hard to choose. But I think I want to go to, I want to go to Korean barbecue and hot pot, because I really like that place. It's called HQ's Korean barbecue and hot pot, and it's so freaking good. Like, you get your big tub of, it's not a big tub, you get like a big bowl of like soup, or like soup base. And then you pick your noodles, and then you have your, like, your hot pot boiling in front of you, and you have the Korean barbecue, and you order all your meats, and it's an all-you-can-eat. So good. So I think I might tell them that I want to go there. I don't know. But yeah, that's a top not-so-favorite that I have to work, but, you know, whatever. I don't mind it, because I like it when people tell me happy birthday, and they better tell me happy birthday at work tomorrow. If not, I'm going to be like, you know what? Fake. Y'all are all fake. So the second and last not so favorite of the week is freaking the most annoying thing ever. So if you're in college, or if you go to my college and you take classes with this specific professor that I have, I'm not going to say his name or anything. But basically there's this thing called honor lock. I probably triggered some of you guys by saying that if you're in college. But that thing is like the worst thing ever. First of all, it's creepy. Second of all, it's annoying. What it is basically is, so when you take a test, and I think they can do it for any assignment too, but I think they mainly just use it for tests and exams, which is the same thing. I don't know why I say N. But it's basically where before you take a test, or while you're taking a test, it like monitors and proctors your test. So like if it detects that you move, or that you, well, not like you can move, but like if it detects that you get up and leave, or if it detects that you're using notes or your phone or anything at all that involves cheating, it like locks your test. And then it's so annoying. So what's creepy is that it's recording you the whole time, and it's screen recording your screen. So it knows if you exit the test, if you, it knows everything. But at first I was like, okay, so somebody watching me. It turns out it's like an AI system, and it can detect everything. And then once it, if it detects that something is not normal, like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then it alerts a real person, and then that real person reviews the recording of your test, and like they stop the test so you can't take it. And while they review it, you're just sitting there, and then they either let you start again if it was like an error, or they're like, you're using notes, this and that, we're stopping your test, you're getting a zero. This happened. I didn't get a zero, but it was last week. I just took, literally before recording this, I just took an exam. I did really bad. I did really, really bad. But right before a couple weeks ago, I took a test for this class, and for some reason my computer stopped screen recording, so they detected that something was wrong. And that was the first time that this had ever happened to me, and it stopped my test. I was like, what is going on? I had like 5 questions left, and I had like 4 minutes left. So I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? I need to finish this test. And tell me why a real person starts typing. I was like, well, you know how like chat boxes appear? Somebody starts typing. I was like, is this like a robot or something? And I said that out loud. And keep in mind, it was still recording me and everything. And I said, is this like a robot or something? And then tell me why it texts, no, my name is so-and-so. I am a test proctor or something. And it's like real people are watching you. And then what annoys me is like before you take the test, you have to like scan your ID, and you have to like do a full 360 scan of your room that you're in. It's so freaking annoying, and I hate it so freaking much. And I don't like it. And it's not that I hate it, like, oh, I can't cheat, or oh, I can't do this. No, it's like, I just don't like the fact that somebody is watching me the whole time, like, on the other side of the screen, and how, like, if you accidentally, because, like, today my sister called me, and I felt my, like, because I had my Apple Watch on, I felt it vibrate, so I looked down, and it paused my test, because it was like, oh, this and that, like, you looked away, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I literally just looked down, because my sister was calling me, and I literally said, because I looked down, and I was like, ooh, and I was like, my sister called me, I canceled the call. I literally said that, because I was like, I don't want them to, like, think I'm, like, cheating or something, but it's so annoying. I don't like it, but it's just for that one class that they do honor lock, and it's like, it's my business class, and I'm not doing very good in that class. It's not like, okay, it's not hard in any way, but it's so much information that each exam that we have is covering like 3 chapters, but each chapter has like 16 subsections. So it's so much information that you have to memorize for each exam. And then once you do the exam, some of the things on there are worded completely differently, or it's just, and they're all multiple choice, but like, I just don't. And what makes me so mad with this class is, so we have exams for every module that we do, basically. And every module has like 2 or 3 chapters. But basically with those chapters, we have to do readings and answer questions for every chapter. So like, let's say chapter 6, section 1, we have to read and answer questions. And then it's like modules that you do and you submit them for a grade. So like each one is usually worth like 3 points or 10 points or 5 points, so and so. Tell me why this freaking professor is, and don't get me wrong, he's not a bad professor at all, but this annoys me how we have to do all of these modules and all of these things, but at the end of the day, they really don't count for our final grade, because he only counts our exams for our final grade. So at the end of the day, the grade that you get and the work that you do on those modules doesn't even count, because that doesn't help your grade go up at all. And that's what makes me frustrated, is because so far on all the exams, I haven't been doing very good. Not horrible, horrible, but like not the best either. So normally in the class, if I'm not doing good, but I know I have other assignments, I'm like, I'm going to get these assignments done because it's going to help my grade go up, you know? Even if I did bad on the test. But with this, I'm doing those assignments, and instead of helping me out, they're just doing nothing. I guess they are doing helping me out because I'm like, I'm learning the material that I'll need for the test. But like, it would be really nice if I would be, the grade that I'm getting for this would actually end up reflecting my final grade for the class. So like, if I get a really bad grade on the test, I have those modules to back me up and, you know, give me a little boost in case I need it. But yeah, I'm just like, that frustrates me how we have to do all of that, and then at the end of the day, we don't get a grade for that. But yeah, those were my not so favorites of the week and my favorites of the week. And I think that's pretty much where I'm about to end it off, because it's getting close to midnight and it's almost my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I'm so excited. But and I'm starting to get really tired, and I have to freaking do these freaking bills for my dad. Apparently I'm like my dad's like accountant, or no, what was his personal financer? I don't know. He doesn't want to learn how to, I teach him, but he doesn't learn, and it's like, it just leaves his brain how to pay his bills online because he doesn't want to do paper anymore, like get it mailed. And I'm like, so if you don't want to learn, let me stop. But so I have to go do that, and I'm tired, and I have a busy work day ahead of me, but then also my birthday. But yeah, so I'm pretty much going to end it off here. I'm so glad that I'm back and refreshed for my week off, and I will be posting back like normal scheduled episodes every Friday. And yeah, I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. And I hope that you take something from it, especially what I talked about with what's going on right now in the world, in this country. I hope that you take something from that. And I hope that you use your voice and use your platform and you stand up for yourself, because you are a human being. You have rights. You have the right to speak up for what you think is not right. And yeah, I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. And thank you so much for listening to it and coming back every single week and being here with me. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all of you guys' support. Even if you skip through parts, or you listen to the first half and you take a pause and you go do stuff and you come back, everything is so, so appreciated. But yeah, anyways, I hope you all have a great day or great night, whatever time you're listening to this. And I will see you guys again next week for another episode. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode. Anyways, thank you so much. I'm headed out. Bye-bye.